Hello everybody. It's me, Moon Man. There is a matter that I would like to address that has caused some great confusion lately. The untimely death of Whitney Houston has been a tragedy for music lovers and crack addicts everywhere. Now, I admit, I have not been known for my fondness towards what can be called quote-unquote urban music. This should come as no surprise to people who are familiar with my prejudices. However, there has been some speculation that I, the goddamn Moon Man, was personally responsible for the death of the late Whitney Houston. I must deny this with all my heart. Not only have I never met nor stalked Miss Houston, but the innocent image she gave off as America's sweetheart was endearing to even me and warmed me to her music. For example, did you know that Whitney Houston's debut LP, called Simply Whitney Houston, had 4 number one singles on it? Did you know that? It's hard to choose a favorite among so many great tracks, but The Greatest Love of All is one of the best, most powerful songs ever written about self-preservation, dignity. Its universal message crosses all boundaries and instills one with the hope that it's not too late to better ourselves, since it's impossible in this world we live in to empathize with others. We can always empathize with ourselves. It's an important message, crucial really, and it's beautifully stated on the album. Now I will replace Whitney Houston with Nicki Minaj. Ha 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 ha. See what I did there? All your pop stars are now terrible pop stars, and now I will plant a tree in your eye socket and make it grow really fast until your head explodes. Because it is important to save the trees. KKK, 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 KKK.